We're glad to have you all here today at church. I'm going to be asked to give a report to the diocese about how things went today. And so things went well today. So I know the Archbishop is trying to decide about the future. Again, as I mentioned before, most churches are closed in Boston, New York, Washington, meaning there's no, you can't come at all. So Archbishop Perez has allowed us to stay open and use our prudence and our common sense when it comes to church. And so I will let those know that we had Mass here at St. Martin's. The choir was scheduled to be off today because it was supposed to be a concert, which of course you may know was postponed in light of the what's going on right now. So there's no concert for New Vision today, but they'll be back next Sunday. So that's why we're grateful to have mom and daughter here, Brittany and Karen, to lead us in song and praise of our God today. And so again, I don't know about next week. I do know that most things are canceled. I want to thank the hospitality ministry for having a fish fry this past Friday. It went really well, I understand. So thanks to hospitality folks, good job. As you know, school has been transferred. It's not closed, okay? The building's closed, but school tomorrow continues. So your at-home packages, like, what are you talking about, Father? But the at-home packages. So all the things that you're doing at home with your best teacher, your parents, and your guardian, so make sure you do your work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So high school, colleges, anybody, make sure you're online and make sure things are happening and getting things done. Thank God for computers to make sure things are happening, to make sure we can, again, stay obviously with the news, et cetera, to know what is happening. We are looking to have our breakfast and lunch at our school. I'll get more information about that to make sure we can feed people as best we can. But most of the parish life will be closed down this week. I will be here. If you need something, just please let me know. We have a funeral Wednesday, so we will minister to that family who had lost a loved one. But outside of that, if you need me for something, just call the rectory and leave a message, and I will be there watching basketball. I mean, you're killing me. No basketball, you know? But please, yes, this Bible study Wednesday. This Bible study Wednesday. Okay, so our spiritual activities will continue. So if you get sick, you need me for anything, just reach out. The little one-pager here tells all the things. And again, holy water, if you need that, just see myself or deacon after church, and you can certainly get that. And I think all this makes sense. But we want to be open. We want to have church. And so thank you for accommodating the changes so we have a safe space for worship. And hopefully next week more will come and realize that St. Martin de Porres is open and alive all seasons, all situations, to give praise to our God. If you can't come to church next week, for whatever reason it may be, I'm serious, at 10 o'clock, let's all be in prayer mode. So if you can't come to church, you're not feeling well, you can't come, if for some reason we can't have the church open, my preference is to have the church open, if nobody's here, so for prayer. But if we can't do that, at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, be in prayer. Open your scriptures up. You don't need me to pray with you. You can pray, but you can pray on your own. So read your Bible, pray the rosary, whatever you have to do to keep yourself spiritually connected. But if all of us could keep 10 o'clock on Sunday morning as a sacred time for God and call each other. I'm serious. Make sure you talk to somebody. Say, you can be my prayer partner. I'm not feeling well. I can't come to church. We're going to pray together for a few moments on the phone at 10 o'clock. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. That's church. That's church. And also praying for those who are in the struggle right now. Single moms and dads who can't afford daycare. College students who do not have computers, computer access. Folks who don't have enough food. Folks who are scared. I know someone who's going through depression right now because they are afraid. If any time is to show what church means, it's now.
Yes, yes.
Let's be church to each other. Amen?